For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Homes Girls Trail West Memphis 22-20. We'll look over our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home Boys Basketball Coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, coming off a 66-58 victory at Searcy, spoiled there Tuesday night to get you to win your last road game of the year. Congratulations on
Yes, hey, it was great. Go down to Searcy and spoil their senior night. And, you know, we were talking earlier, winning on the road in this conference, holy cow. I mean, great job by our young men, and I thought they played extremely well. We went in at halftime, you know, we're in a close ball game. We've got five turnovers, and I said, guys, you come out here and you double this again, you're going to lose this ball game. We ended up only turning over three more times the rest of the game. We did a, you know, part of it, we wanted to make Searcy play defense for extended periods of time because they're really skilled offensively.
Yeah.
And their student section's rowdy, and we said, we want that student section yelling boring all night. And they were chanting boring, boring, because we were making several passes on the offensive end.
Yep.
And, you know, and I was really proud of the way, you know, we came out there and did what we needed to do and finish that thing right, and great way to end the season on the road for sure, and we want that to carry over into this final senior night game tonight.
Absolutely. I don't know what I've said this to Dell before. I don't know what it is about Searcy that when those two schools get together, it seems like there's almost always fireworks.
Yes, we're very similar type schools and programs and teams and mm-hmm. We're very identical in a lot of ways it's always just a really gritty game. No matter what, it's going to be a close ball game, and it's it's been that, and we've been fortunate enough to be, was able to beat them twice this year, that was great because, you know, Searcy, a couple years ago, our big guy, David Waymire, graduated last year. You know, he's in the locker room, and just his mentality has carried over into this team, and he told the guys, no matter what, we don't lose to Searcy. And so that's something that they always say in the locker room when we're playing Searcy, we don't lose to those guys. And they did it again, you know, and they go in that game with a little extra fire and confidence, and it showed Tuesday night.
Yeah. Well, this West Memphis team, last time you played them, you know, it was another one of those games where it was kept close first half. Boy, the third quarter, they just came out on fire.
They came out on fire. You know, they got loose on us in some transition, got some rebound putbacks, and they really, really forced it inside to Chris Moore. And
yep.
And he's such a matchup nightmare for not just us, but
every
team in the state. And they really force-fed him the ball. We didn't really have an answer for it. So we hope that we can come out and execute a similar game plan and just do a little bit better in some areas and come out here and do something really special on senior night. But, you know, the big thing, again, it being senior night, I want to say to our six seniors, Baylor Cresselius, Bennett Pinson, Colton Peters, Hunter Beshears, Talon Benton, and Luke Cruz, I'm so blessed to have such a wonderful group, wonderful ambassadors to our program. These guys have poured everything into this and really proud of the way they've handled themselves, not just this year, but throughout their entire career. You know, when things haven't went their way, and they've always came back and bounced back the next day, and I'm really proud of them. And, you know, we spoke at the beginning of the year at a football game and, you know, talking about this team. I'm just as excited about these guys tonight, our final game of the year, as I was before the season started. I love everything – that they do, and I love everything that they're about. So we want to come out here and end this the right way, win one, a big one for our seniors. We got five seniors starting. We got six seniors on our team.
Yep.
One of the seniors come up and said, "Coach," he goes, "I've started plenty of games." He goes, "It's time for somebody else to take that spot." And when you have guys like that, they get it. You know,
yeah.
This is as close-knit of a group that I've ever been around. And they've been great leaders to our underclass and our juniors and sophomores, and really have really embodied about what our program is about. So this is a big night. This is all about them. And this is our final game. And we're going to leave it just like every other game, man. I'm telling you, we're going to leave it all out on the floor, and we will.
Well, Josh, I got to tell you, on a personal level, you know, it was been able to follow these guys all year long. I was privileged to do it, and so thanks to you and your team for making this a fun year.
Matt, we appreciate all you do, and this is, you know, you've done a fantastic job. And as always, appreciate all you do, sir.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you for being on the road and all the support you've always given us. Thank you, Matt.
You got it. Thanks, Josh.
Go Bombers.
That was Matt's own boys basketball coach, Josh Fulcher. We'll take a break and come back and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score, Mountain Home trailing Searcy 22-20. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably-minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, Mountain Home girls trailing West Memphis 22-20. Let's take a look at our halftime numbers. Right now, leading the way in the scoring column for the Lady Bombers is Peyton Husky with 9 points, 6 so far for Kate Gilbert, and 5 for Anna Grace Foreman. For West Memphis, 6 points so far for Araya Hazley. 5 for Tania Burnett, 4 for China Alls, 3 for Cortesia Hollins, and 2 each for Terrica Emmon and Tierra Bradley. Well, so far, Mounts Home with 5 turnovers in this game, West Memphis with 3. This game has had 4 lead changes and 2 ties as well. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home trailing West Memphis 22-20. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!